Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. Welcome aboard to another edition, Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell along the way, along with Dominic Jimenez. Big show today on a Wednesday into a Thursday. A lot of NFL stuff going on. Some baseball stuff to get into as well. Injured quarterbacks, what are you going to do? Woj retires from ESPN, which is, that's, you know, I mean, Wojciechowski, nice reporter on the NBA, but that's about the enough airtime for him, right? Who cares? But it's on my notes, and away we go. Some baseball tonight, we'll get into it. And listen, college football front and center, right? I mean, Northern Illinois is going to host Buffalo. I'm working on our own Zaid Hussein, maybe ship him over to DeKalb, Illinois on Saturday, although he says, hey, look, I'm in New York for a couple days. I don't know if I'm flying back to Chicago. And just because you came up with this cockamamie idea that I need to be at the Northern Illinois Huskies Buffalo Bulls game on Saturday afternoon in DeKalb, Illinois, off their Highway 88 in the middle of nowhere, some cow pasture in Illinois. So we shall see. But anyways, having some fun with it. The college stuff is good. You know, it's really, really weird because just yesterday I had a conversation with an all-time Kansas City Chief great, Ed Podolak. And what was interesting about that, it really wasn't about football. It was about his relationship having lived out in Aspen, Colorado with the friends of Glenn Frey, the late Glenn Frey of the Eagles, Don Henley. And interestingly enough, J.D. Souther, he used to be Your Town, a few others. He wrote a lot of the Eagles songs, you know, kind of a marginal musician, but a great songwriter and a trusted advisor of James Taylor, the Eagles, Jackson Brown, Linda Ronstadt, the Fleetwood Mac. J.D. Souther had his footprint. He passed away. So Scott Shea, who's been on this program talking about his books and his works on SiriusXM, he's going to give us a really, really good spot at 40 past the hour. I am pumped up for this. Look, I can beat you over the head with NFL and quarterbacking stuff and injuries and all sorts of stuff. This will be a nice pop culture hit. So I'm really grateful to get Scott Shea in here, and I'll tell you who he is coming up here. All right, lots to get to. Maybe Nick Douglas on the SEC and some college football. Lots to get to as we kick off a Wednesday into a Thursday on Sports Overnight. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming right back. Yeah, I'm
fascinated. I was so excited when I heard the sandwich was back. What's up? This is Mike.
And this is Celia.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich
is the symphony of flavors. You can always count on that crispy, tender, juicy chicken. It's so good.
My favorite part is the pimento cheese. Topped off with the honey, it all comes together perfectly. I like the original.
I like the spicy chicken fillet. But either way,
you're getting a winner.
The Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy fillet, now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Hey, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline. We're going to get Brock Hines today. I'm nice and organized today, right, folks? Holy shaboli. Scott Shea coming up a little bit later on. Maybe Nick Douglas at 25 after the hour. It's just a crazy day. What can I tell you? Lots going on. You know, Wednesday into a Thursday, we just got nuttiness all across the board. The NFL stuff, the college stuff, the baseball stuff. And when we get Hines in here, we're going to do the media matters. Listen, I've gone back and listened to a little bit of Tom Brady. No, I'm out. I'm out on Brady. Yeah, he's going to improve marginally. You know, Fox got him because he's Tom Brady. He brings nothing to the table. He really, other than a pretty face, square-jawed look. You know, maybe you want to tell some stories about the Patriots, which America does not want to hear. We've had the America has had the Patriots shoved right down their throat 1,000 times. Very rightful backlash, in my opinion, when it comes to Brady. So I think Fox gets a big fat F. I'm not into it. I'm sorry. I can't go there with you, and that's just the way I feel. Maybe Brock feels differently. The baseball stuff, you know, look at, we got the Mets and Braves, and I'm into it. I really am. Scoreboard watching, I watched the Braves pound the hapless Washington Nationals, but we have some good old-fashioned scoreboard watching right now in the world of Major League Baseball. It's all about wild cards and getting into the postseason. My crack at WNBA insider, there is nobody better. Dominic Jimenez says the Connecticut Sun must take care of the Chicago Sky tomorrow night. If they do, final day of the regular season, then this weekend, Sunday, will be locked and loaded for Caitlin Clark, Indiana Fever, at Connecticut, first of a best of three. Let's get him in here. Brock Hines. Brock, I apologize. Crazy day, running all over the place, chicken head cut off, you name it. How are you today? What's going on, pal?
I'm sorry to hear about J.D. Salder, too. You're Only Lonely in Her Town, too. His two big hits. And part of many, many more. And as you said, he had his footprint around many, many artists.
You know who he's really kind of close to is a guy from Greenfield, Massachusetts, Scott Crago. I was talking to Ed Podolak yesterday, who knows Scott, knew Glenn Frey, and they were very good friends. They were literal neighbors out in Aspen, Colorado, and Jimmy Buffett had a house right next door to Frey, or their properties abutted themselves. But yeah, a kid from Greenfield, Mass, who told me he was the second best drummer at Greenfield High School back in the late 70s, early 80s. that a kid by the name of Danny Harris was a better drummer than Scott Crago, who now drums for the Eagles, Scott. Brock, how can you figure that out? How can you figure that out for a town of about 17, 18,000 people in the foothills of the Berkshires in Western Mass? How crazy is that?
Yeah, it's amazing, Marty. But, yeah, you know, this is what happens when we get into our 60s. Some of these great musicians that, you know, we grew up listening to, this is what happens. And this is another one that unfortunately happened today, and very sad to hear it.
All right, let's get to sports. I want to start with Brady and get it out of the way. Brock, I've gone back. I've read a lot what people are saying. I'm not going to sit here and tell you. I've listened to it a lot. I've heard enough to know. I know why Fox did this. It's not going to sustain. I'm not into it, Brock. Unless he can wax poetically and give us some juice on how much he and Belichick either got along or didn't get along, which America doesn't care about. I care about it. You might care about it. Patriot Nation would care about it. I think this is a mistake. I know you said he had some marked improvement, but honestly, do you think Brady's a good fit? Is this a good role for him moving forward?
It could be. I want to give him some time still, Marty. Is it worth the money he's being paid? No. You would think with the money, is it really worth it? I'm still going to hold out judgment. I heard you with your conversation yesterday with Tyler. There's no question that the guy that was the worst human press conference in the world is arguably one of the best commentators right now. Why wouldn't you want to listen to the man under the hood? That is compelling television. But hired for a different role, Marty. And you wonder, Marty, now Brady's playing it right down the line, but do you think he's afraid? You should be the one asking the question to me, but I'm wondering if he's afraid to critique some of his players, his fellow players, whereas Belichick could give two hoots about criticizing anybody. Belichick's going to tell you exactly what he thinks. I'm wondering if Brady's holding back a little bit, and I think you'll get more if he can start to critique some of his players a little tougher. But having said that, I'm going to hold out at least until the middle part of the season before I put the hammer down or anoint him as one of the great ones.
Brock, I think that is an excellent point. I do. I think Brady is very image conscious. I think he's part of, if this was a players union, he doesn't want to defy. He doesn't want to be a de facto scab and cross enemy lines and bring down a player. I think that is very, very shrewd. Excellent. You get an A+. Nice check on that box. All right. What jumps off the page right now for you 2 weeks into this NFL season, other than the obvious and some alarming 0-2 teams? Might I lead with the Baltimore Ravens? Go ahead. Let me hear your thoughts 2 weeks in. What are we hearing about?
Ravens week one was troublesome. I'm not as worried about them in week two as far as going 0-2. Let's see what's going on there as far as checking the trouble boxes. I think what most people were doing, Marty, in week two, were overreacting to week number one. I think Dallas is still Dallas. They're going to croak in big games. I think the Saints are for real? Saints have always matched up well with the Cowboys. Always have, and that didn't surprise me. What did surprise me was the margin of victory. Other things going on, I don't know. The Jets continue to be favored by numbers. I don't understand. I know the team has got a great defense. I'm not buying into Aaron Rodgers. You and I have had this conversation. Anytime his name has come up, they will not win a playoff game with Aaron Rodgers at the helm. Sorry, they won't. Maybe a first rounder if they're very lucky.
Yep. Dom, memo to Dom. I'd like to keep Brock to 24 past the hour. I got 5 minutes with him. I want to take full advantage, and then away we go. Memo to Dom. I agree with you. Harbaugh and the Chargers, 2-0. Seattle, who I saw on Sunday, Brock. Geno Smith, you can say what you want. He gets it done. They got the Smith kid of Ohio State. Metcalf is a game breaker. Patriots had blown coverage. I don't like the conservative play calling out of Mayo in overtime. Throw the ball. You knew you were going to give it to Stevenson. But I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this about the Patriots right now. This might be a resilient group. They've got a lot of flaws. But you know what, Brock? I want to spend about a minute. But I think the Patriots may be decent, and I really want to see how they really wheel back on a short week and get after the Jets tomorrow night in the Meadowlands. Go ahead. Let me hear. Pats.
Yeah, no question about it. But there's a reason why the Patriots have let the quarterbacking get pounded right now and not put Drake May in, and that's because the offensive line can't pass block to save their life.
Correct.
And
correct.
That is the reason you're seeing what you're seeing. So I think this Week 3 game with the Jets will be a good barometer to see what Mayo is going to actually do, because if they can't move the ball downfield right now, and I know their injury beat up on the line, but if they can't move the ball downfield, everything I just told you about the Jets not being good, the Jets will be good for 1 week, and it may be this week. This is normally a series that the Patriots had no problem, whether it's Belichick or you and me coaching. But right now, the coin is flipped, and I think the Patriots of Week 2 is much more realistic. The Patriots of Week 1 happened because the Bengals are looking to the Chiefs. And so I think you'll see that out of the Patriots this week is not much. I think Thursday night's going to be a real wake-up call, and you're going to see a 1-2 team that we expected.
You reside in an area, Brock Hines, where college football is kind of in. Now, I think Bill O'Brien is going to add some juice to college football with Boston College. I do. I like what he's doing. I thought they had a chance to upset Mizzou. They didn't do it, but it was an entertaining game nonetheless. You're not exactly in a bastion of college football, but your picks have been spot on. What is it? Come on, give us some more. You've been lickety-split, Johnny on the spot with your college football. Give us a quick impression, and do you have anything for us to kind of chew on as we head towards the weekend? Let me hear.
I will tomorrow. I'm still working on it. I take this very seriously, actually, and it's just it's me being competitive with myself. But, yeah, three plays of the day, three winners in 3 weeks. Same in the NFL, same 2-0 in 2 weeks. Just focusing on one game. Marty, I'd like to throw something out just to appease you, but
yeah.
I take it too seriously just to do it. So I'm not gonna give you something, Marty. I don't have. So I do it just for fun. But like I said, my goal is to win 12 out of 14 weeks, 10 out of 12 weeks, which is not realistic, but that's my goal. I wanted some nothing on that. And in the pros, I working on something, and I'll have those for
yeah.
the 1460 Friday edition. Don't
Brock, I respect that. I really do. And I'd rather you tease it and we throw it up on the top of the hour and promote the fact that you're doing an excellent job on Sports and 60, and Dom and Darren and Daniel Ogden, get those up. I rotate with you on that. It's outstanding. I love your picks. I mean, the Syracuse Georgia Tech game. I'm like, what is he delving into that end of the pool? But hey, it turned out. Good job out of you. Outright victory.
Yeah.
Good job.
And Marty, if I can really quick, because I want to go back to the NFL. One of the teams we talked about, impressions, the Vikings. How about the Minnesota Vikings? Now, because they beat Dom's Frisco, do I think that they are going to go to the Super Bowl? No. But the reason they're succeeding is Sam Darnold has absolutely no pressure on him, and he can relax. And as far as that's concerned, Kirk Cousins is way too much under the microscope there. He was expected to lead him to the Super Bowl, and you saw what happened. He ends up in Atlanta. Sam Darnold, do I think he's for real? Are they going to go 12-5 this year? No, maybe not. But I think the Vikings are a team to watch, because as long as they don't put pressure on Darnold, I think he's better than average. He's not great, but he's much better than average. So I wanted to add him into my list, too.
I think it's right. And Justin Jefferson, I could be a good quarterback throwing the ball to him. Jones can carry
it. Yes, you could.
And Naylor, pretty good. Vikings are kind of a chic pick right now. Brock, excellent job out of you. Sports and 60s throughout the top of the hour. You'll hear an NBA little take from Brock. Great job out of you, Heinze. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Marty.
I appreciate
you. Thank you.
You got it. We come back. Brock Hines here on Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell here. As we roll along here, we got a lot to get to, including some WNBA fodder, as Dom gave us a good little tiebreaker here, which is very, very good, because I've been all over this and very excited about it. We're coming back here. This is Sports Overnight America, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy and celebrate responsibly. Proud sponsors of Sports in 60 with Brock Hines and yours truly here on Sports Byline USA. We're coming right back.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, talking the world of sports here as we sweep the bottom of the hour. Scott Shea coming up. We're going to talk some J.D. Souther, Eagles, some pop culture. He's going to book out about Fleetwood Mac. It'll be some fun. So we will do that and enjoy it coming up here. This will be a nice little break. We'll get to the football here in a moment, but I want to spend some time on the WNBA. Great job. I mean, seriously, he's done such a good job for us throughout the whole season, because I'll be the first one to admit, I mean, I didn't pay attention, and I count myself as a card carrying member of the bandwagon, jump on the WNBA bandwagon led by, you know who, the Caitlin Clark effect. I mean, just, I'm into it and I follow it. I look at the standings, stats, games. I mean, I sat there last night, I'm watching the Mystics and the, you know, New York Liberty like it was an NBA playoff game. And, I mean, the game really meant nothing, although the Mystics are trying to squeeze in. This is what we do know, okay? All 12 teams play tomorrow. So six games, obviously, two teams each, obviously. And all 12 teams play. Now, a little aside before we get into that, and Dom, feel free to jump in and correct me if I misspeak, but here's what I do know about the WNBA. We're going to 15 teams. We've got 12 now. We got the Bay Area coming in. We've got Toronto coming in. And I just stumbled across Portland, Oregon coming in, which is great. Which is great. So 15. You got to balance it out, right? So you got two West Coast teams right now, Portland, San Fran, the Bay Area. You got Toronto. I hope Boston gets a WNBA team. For some reason, though, I don't think it would fly in Boston. And I, I don't want to sound sexist or anything like that. I just don't know. You would think it would because of UConn and their dynasty in terms of women's college basketball. So maybe I'm completely all wet, and that's something for Brock Hines for once he pitches his tent. He's right there in the heart of New England. I will definitely make a mental note to bring that up the next time we have Hinesy in here, because I think he could really, really give us some insight. And it's ironic because this weekend we're going to be at the Mohican Sun covering Caitlin and the Sun, because that's going to happen. The Sun is going to take care of the Chicago Sky tomorrow night and lock up the 3 seed and then host games 1 and 2 out at Mohican Sun. So that'll be interesting. But I'm going to sniff around, talk to some media people out there, and just get a sense. Would a WNBA team work into it? Maybe it would. I mean, with Connecticut right there, you know, perhaps. But is there a market that the WNBA is missing right now? They just covered a huge track with the San Francisco team, you know, with Stanford and all that great, you know, UCLA and USC, the Seattle situation. You know, they obviously, the Storm take care of a lot of that. But I think they did a masterful job getting the Bay Area taken care of. Toronto, okay, that checks two boxes, Eastern Conference and, right, Canada. I mean, so in Toronto with the Raptors, and then you got a fairly successful G League team there, what, 905, Toronto 905. Yeah, so Toronto I'll live with, but are they missing anything? Philadelphia comes to mind. Right away, Philadelphia does, because of the 76ers. What about, you know, Florida? You know, they got Atlanta covered. I mean, what market are they missing? They've got Dallas covered. Now, Houston no longer, right? Houston's out. They had the, what, Comets, so that kind of came and went. So I don't know. You know, they got a team in Chicago. You got Indianapolis covered. You know, so the 15 that they have, the 12 current with the 3 incoming, what boxes are they missing? You know, I mean, where are they? Yeah, you got Vegas covered, which they took care of early. You got Minneapolis covered. You know, I'm thinking of NBA teams. You know, Detroit has come and gone. Lambeer was involved there. I don't know. Cleveland, you know, do you get a team in Cleveland? Would that work? I don't know. So I'm going to sniff around. East Coast, Boston is interesting. Boston is very interesting because of the Celtics. You know, seriously, when you think about it. But, you know, there are people in New England will tell you, you know, slow down. The Celtics are going to hoist their 18th championship banner, and they're going to do it amid a backdrop that this is not a – you know, lock, stock, and barrel, over-the-top, runaway landslide basketball town. Boston is a hockey town. It is a baseball town. It is a Patriots region with the 6 states in New England. And you've got the Celtics. So am I suggesting that the Celtics are a, you know, fourth on the totem pole in New England? Not for a second, but it's hockey first, and after that, I would say Red Sox, and then the Patriots and the Celtics, depending on how they are performing on the field, in the arena, and at the box office, which is directly correlation because New England is loaded with front runners. New England is the home of front runnership. It was born and raised there. Okay, and it has spawned many offspring. New England sports fans are as fickle and front runners as you can imagine. If the teams are great, everyone loves them. When they are mediocre or bad, guess what? They're orphans. They are totally abandoned. The fans look, who are you talking about? The Celtics? No, I don't go there. That's just the way they are. Ask Rick Pitino. Now, the fans will get on you a little bit. The ones that do show up will be leather lunged, and they'll get on the coach's rear end, and the media will take their shots. But does anybody crawling out of bed in Walpole, Massachusetts, or Reading, Massachusetts, or Westford, Massachusetts, or Framingham roll out of bed tomorrow if the Celtics go on a 5-game losing streak? No, they won't even pick up the paper and read about it, nor will they care. So that's the way it is. But I'm fascinated with the WNBA, fascinated with it. And, I guess you check the Boston box with the Connecticut Sun. See, now I'm paying attention to what I'm saying. Because you check the box because of the Connecticut Sun, and I've heard they're going to play, perhaps they're going to do a reverse. The Celtics used to play games in Hartford. Now the Connecticut Sun, who call Mohican Sun their home arena, well, you know what, we can play 4 or 5 games a year in Boston and check that box. So there you go. So maybe I've answered my own question. How about that? But it's so interesting, and how this WNBA expands to me is really going to be fun to watch. Interesting to watch. I love this league. I do. And I'll be the first one to admit, true to my New England upbringing and being raised there, I'm a front runner. I'm a front runner, not so much to the Connecticut Sun, but to the league because of Caitlin Clark. I can't wait. I mean, look, NFL Sunday, week 3, yeah. Am I going to pay attention? For sure. What am I going to watch with my own eyeballs? I'm going to watch the Connecticut Sun and the Indiana Fever Sunday like it's the NBA Finals Game 7. I mean, I am just into it. These gals can flat out play. And I think it's great. I really do. And, a few weeks ago, we were in Chicago on a Friday night watching the Sky and the Fever at the Wintrust Arena and 10,000 fans, and looking down there, there's Shaq sitting courtside. And I said, you know what? The WNBA has arrived. It has indeed. All right. We'll get Scott Shea in here. We're going to do some pop culture, some music. Look forward to it. He's got a book out about Fleetwood Mac, but J.D. Souther has passed, and we'll pay some homage here on Sports Overnight America on Sports Byline. Don't go away.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Every night I'm lying in bed, holding you close in my dreams.
All right, talking the world of sports here and a whole lot more. We are blessed. And the last time we had Scott Shea on, we were kind of hustling, and I ventured, and so grateful when Rebecca Edinger, his publicist, got back to us and said, hey, let's get him on here. The passing of J.D. Souther. Scott Shea, Marty Terrell, thank you so much. You produce great stuff on SiriusXM. All the Leaves Are Brown, How the Mamas and the Papas Came Together and Broke Apart. The Eagles had probably one of the most famous breakups in rock and roll history, and we're here to talk about J.D. Souther, among other things. Scotty, how are you? Welcome aboard. Thanks for giving us your time. How are you?
Hey, thanks, Marty. I'm great, and I can tell you're a real fan because you pronounced his last name correctly.
Well, yeah, I absolutely. You know what's weird, Scott? I don't want to name drop, but speaking of your first name, a drummer in the Eagles and percussionist by the name of Scott Crago went to high school with my sister and myself. He's from Greenfield, Massachusetts, Scotty Crago. I don't know if you know him, but when Henley's knees started to go bad, they hired him at the start of the Hell Freezes Over tour, and he's part of that Eagles band, and I know he knew JD as well. So small world.
Yeah, absolutely.
Indeed.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All right, J.D. Souther. You know, when I think of him, though, you know, I think of – it used at Her Town too. I think of James Taylor, who has a home out in the Berkshires. I'm a big James Taylor fan, and when I think of JD, I think of that song. In addition to his work with the Eagles, JD Souther, go ahead, let's hear.
Yeah, he was kind of an underestimated talent, kind of just a guy who was incredibly talented, but you know, just really happened to be kind of not as well known, a little bit behind the scenes. He was a songwriter, you know, first, and he made, you know, a good living that way, and was just kind of content with that. You know, he didn't really want to be out in the public, but just really gave us some great songs. He put out a few albums in the 70s. You know, I think there was three, and then he teamed up with Chris Hillman and Richie Furay and had the Souther Hillman Furay band. I guess maybe that was kind of like a Crosby, Stills, and Nash kind of thing that didn't really work out. But I think they had one hit. But, he was in with the Linda Ronstadt and that whole crowd and dated Stevie Nicks. And, you know, but for the most part, lived a pretty quiet, contemplative life.
You know, we're talking to Scott G. Shea, producer on SiriusXM, and I'll get to more of his resume in a moment. Who was J.D. Souther other than what you just said? You know, he and Glenn Frey were very close. They're both Motown guys. I believe, I'm not sure, but I think Souther is from Michigan, Detroit proper, just like Glenn Frey. So is that where we start to connect the dots with the Eagles, the Fry-Souther relationship? Because I've been told by people that were involved that, make no mistake about it, Glenn Frey was the alpha dog when it came to the Eagles. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Go ahead. Let me hear.
Yeah, for sure. Well, he was born in Detroit or, you know, somewhere around that area in Michigan, but grew up in Texas. I think he and Frey connected when he moved to Los Angeles in the late 60s. J.D. Souther was... You know, his recording career really dates back to the mid-60s. He recorded with Norman Petty, recorded a couple singles with a band called the Cinders. And Norman Petty, you might know, was Buddy Holly's producer and out in Clovis, New Mexico, and produced Buddy Knox and, you know, Party Doll and a lot of late 50s, early 60s hits. And so that's how he got his start. And then when that didn't really work out, he moved to L.A. and teamed up with Glenn Frey. And formed a group called the Long Branch Penny Whistle, It was just
a
duo,
that's right.
Just those two, yep. And they put out an album on the Tiny Amos label, and which you know, it obviously didn't sell anything. But another guy on that label was another band was a group called Shiloh from Texas, and that had Don Henley in it as the vocalist and the drummer. And it's really how they all kind of got together, you know. And, you know, in the early 70s, when they were starting to form the Eagles, Souther was a consideration. I think Irving Azoff, I think it was their manager, you know, was a friend of JD's and knew him. And think he wanted him in that band. But JD, I just don't think he wanted to work with those guys. You know, I think he might have been in it for like a day. You know, and then he just decided, nah, this isn't for me. But he stayed with him. He wrote a lot of songs, wrote Best of My Love, which you opened this segment with. He wrote James Dean. He wrote Heartache Tonight and New Kid in Town, co-wrote them all with those guys. And then when they reformed in the 90s and put out an album, they got his song, also his first solo album from 72, a song called How Long, which was completely written by JD by himself, and had their final hit. So it all came full circle.
Now, the How Long song, that wasn't How Long by Ace. That was a different song, right? How Long, that right?
Yeah. They're two different songs. Yeah, How Long Has This Been Going On? It's Ace, and then How Long, something by the Eagles. I don't know if it was I don't know if it hit the top 40, but it probably was on a lot of the rock charts and the mainstream charts, you know, those kind of those sub charts in Billboard. So it probably broke the top 100, but I don't think it crossed the top 40.
You know, it's interesting. Timothy B. Schmidt's probably the most soft-spoken, nicest, laid-back of the Eagles. He stayed away from all the drama, but he has the distinction of replacing Randy Meisner in Poco, and then he replaced Randy Meisner, if I got this right, with the Eagles, for crying out loud. I mean, you talk about, you know, being the designated guy to plug in. I love that guy. He speaks eloquently about J.D. Souther. Timothy B. Schmidt, who carries a lot of weight with me because he's a wonderful songwriter, a very low-key guy, doesn't seek the spotlight, but said J.D. Souther was just a mensch of a guy and an extremely talented songwriter, as you mentioned. Follow up on what Schmidt had to say about J.D.
Well, it's interesting that... I totally agree with him. I don't think anybody can really walk away saying anything about bad about J.D. Souther. He was a musician's musician, I believe. And it's, you know, interesting that Timothy B. Schmidt, you know, has the distinction of replacing the same guy in two different bands. That might be he might be the only one who's ever done that. But gave us one of the greatest groove jams with I Can't Tell You Why, which does not sound like an Eagles song. Came out of left field, but man, it just fits right in. It's one of my favorite songs by them.
I'm with you. I listened to it last night. I really did. Now I believe it's Stuart Smith. Do I have that name right? That solo on the guitar in I Can't Tell You Why, which is the vocals are Timothy B. Schmidt, give you goosebumps. That is a excellent. I remember seeing it in Omaha right up in the front row and watching him bang that out. Just absolutely blew my mind. When I think of J.D. Souther, am I right to go Laurel Canyon? I think of Jackson Browne, Bonnie Raitt, Linda Ronstadt. I'm looking at all the musicians that he has touched. Do we go Laurel Canyon with J.D. Souther, or is that not doing him justice? Let me hear.
Yeah, because when he was with Glenn Frey and Long Branch Penny Whistle, that's when they moved in with Jackson Browne, and Jackson and Glenn co-wrote Take It Easy together. And, you know, he was all part of that. Yeah, so he was in there with that scene, with Linda Ronstadt and Judy Sill and, a bunch of the all the stalwarts, really, of the that scene. The funny thing about that scene is, you know, it's called the California scene, the Southern California, kind of the singer-songwriter soft rock scene of the early to mid-70s. But really, all those guys were from all over the country. Some were from Boston, some were from New York. You know, I think maybe Jackson Browne was the only one who was from California. So it's interesting that sound was really kind of helmed by people who were really from all over the country.
Scott, let's talk about you for a moment. I'm just amazed. I mean, I'm looking at your resume here, and, you know, SiriusXM seized the day with Gus Lloyd, 5 original audio documentaries. You've aired them nationally and internationally. You're being heard right now internationally on the Armed Forces Radio Network. Your book, All the Leaves Are Brown, How the Mamas and Papas Came Together and Broke Apart. I read a great piece about Mama Cass over the summer that was in the Sunday New York Times, which just dispelled the whole ham sandwich crap that they wrote about her. I love the Mamas and the Papas. I mean, come on now. I mean, just a absolutely idyllic woman. And I didn't realize it. Grew up in Baltimore, grew up from a very, very well-to-do family, and just followed her dream, rebuffed her family's desires, and said, "No, I'm going to L.A. with no money," and she became the most amazing Mama Cass. But let's talk about you. How did you become so ingratiated to becoming such a noted musical historian, Scott? How did this evolve for you? Let me hear.
I mean, just listening to the radio, man, and listening to the oldies when I was a kid. You know, I was completely into the music scene from a young age, probably when I was about 6, you know, and this is like the early 80s we're talking about, and grew up listening to Z100 and PLJ, you know, in New York City, that played all the current hits, but also CBS FM, you know, just got into 50s and 60s and the doo-wop, and that music just like really just touched me like nothing else. It still is to this day, like, my favorite thing to listen to is 50s R&B and doo-wop, you know. I love the radio. I love listening to old air checks of Wolfman Jack, and I don't know, man, I think we all got a thing and that we soak up like a sponge, and for me it's music. And you know, I always read the liner notes when on a reissue package, you know, they come with like 20 pages of written by, you know, somebody from David Frick or somebody from Rolling Stone, you know, and just reading them, and Anthony DeCurtis, you know, and just really enjoying it. And I just soaked it up, and, you know, having the ability to write and convey it, to a way that people can appreciate and understand and learn something and laugh, and, it's a natural subject for me to write about.
Well, I tell you what, you know, I'm on the air Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern, and I cheat on my own radio show because in one ear I'm talking to the world about sports, and on my little phone next to me is the legendary Cousin Brucey Morrow on WABC in New York Saturday nights. I still listen to him. I, like you, love the 50s, 60s, and 70s, more so the 70s, late 60s, a big Motown fan. I don't know what it is with that era of music, Scott. Maybe you can speak to this, because on the day after J.D. Souther has passed, I don't know. Everything today is so computer generated. I think the 60s and 70s will never be duplicated, not in our lifetime. Now, I'm being a homer here. Am I too crazy saying that? Because I think the 60s and 70s were just flat out incredible. Let me hear.
Well, yeah. It won't be duplicated in music. I think that's impossible. It's duplicated in other things like innovation and technology. With music, that you can't really redo it. You can't, you know, that music is very genuine. It came from the heart. You know, it's the fruit born of what came before it in the 20s and 30s and 40s. And, you know, rock and roll was so, when it came to be or arose, it was so looked down upon by the elite and by the establishment at the time that it became just really kind of organic. It was like, hey, let's just do the best we can. And then it grew from that, you know, a bunch of guys in a studio, and then you got real more specialized producers and musicians and arrangers and songwriters in there. And it's just a natural development, and you know, there's still really good stuff out there. You just gotta kind of look for it. You might hear a couple songs on the radio saying, "Hey, that's not too bad," but it's not the same radio listening experience that you and I had in the 70s and 80s, and that people older than us had in the 50s and 60s. I don't think that's gonna come back.
Yeah, well, I think the Eagles, who are currently, pretty much planted at the Sphere out in Vegas, I'm sure they're gonna have something to say. Their next few performances out in Vegas. Scott Shea, let's do this again soon. Can we please? I'd like to have you on a semi-regular basis. You are astonishing. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Marty.
Thank you, buddy. We'll take you to break with some really good music. J.D. Souther penned this song. Coming back on Sports Overnight.
Don't you ever be ashamed. You're only lonely.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All right, let's find out what we're screaming and streaming about in the world of sports. Boy, we got the White Sox and Angels hooked up in a doozy. 3-3 in the 11th. We're all over that, right? Tonight, I got Mets. I got my eye on the Mets and Nats. Got to do that. Got to keep an eye on Dodgers, Marlins. Well, do I really know? Braves. Got to keep an eye on the Braves. And let me just see who they're throwing tonight. The Braves are tossing, or are the Braves off tonight? They can't be off. No, they're playing Cincinnati. They're underway. Zip, zips, top second. Let me see who the Braves got on the slab tonight. Schwellenbach is on the hair. Spencer Schwellenbach, the pride of the University of Nebraska from Saginaw, Michigan, Scotty Schwellenbach. We'll keep an eye on that. Right now, if I look at the standings, MLB, let's get to it. Let me see what I got here real quick. I am going to, you know, every time I do this, something jumps up. Let me get the standings right now. Wild card right now. American League, Tigers are 1.5 back, Red Sox and Mariners, forget about it. National League wild card, Padres. Padres, Diamondbacks, and Mets. Mets got a two-game lead over the Braves. Let's get it to three with a win over the Nats, and let's see if the Reds can play spoiler tonight as well. All right, great job out of Brock Hines today. Thank you to Scott Shea as well. Thank you to Dominic Jimenez. He shows you how to produce a professional radio show, except for the guy who's voicing it, right? Great job out of you, Dom. For the whole crew, I'm Marty Terrell. Stand by. More sports talk throughout the night following the updates top of the hour here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight. Adios.